by your breaking limits. Shall we all rise to our feet tonight? And let's together lift up our voices and our hands to God as we appreciate Him again, even tonight, for the privilege to be gathered at His presence. Lift up your voice with a deep sense of appreciation tonight, and let's give quality thanks to our God. Let's appreciate Him again for the blessing of being gathered again at His feet, to be blessed and to be empowered. Someone lift up your voice even tonight, and let's give quality thanks to our God. Let's appreciate Him for the privilege again. Let's magnify His name. Father, we are grateful. We thank You. We celebrate You again for the great privilege granted to each one of us all across the nations of the earth to be gathered again, even in Your presence. We thank You. Someone is expressing your heartfelt appreciation even to the Father tonight. Thank Him from the depth of your heart. Give Him all the glory, because something is in stock for you tonight. Magnify His name. Remember, He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek Him in vain. Magnify Him for every blessing in stock for you in this service of tonight. Lift up your voice, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Magnify His name. Glorify His name for the privilege again to be blessed and be empowered by His Spirit. Why not express your expectation at this point? Father, I will not return the same way I've come tonight. Something definite is returning back home with me from the encounter on this mountain. Lift up your voice, if you will, lift up your hands, and let's give quality thanks one more time to our God. Let's magnify Him. Father, we thank You. Blessed be Your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise as we receive the praise team.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before Your throne as a glorious God. You are the beautiful. My God is a miracle God. My God is a miracle God. He will never fail. He has never changed. He will do what he says he will do. My God.
My God is a miracle.
Yes,
God.
Yes, you are my God, Lord.
My God,
you're
a miracle. Jesus, my helper. power.
Hey, I got deliverance every time.
Hallelujah.
I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
Ah, there is lifting every time I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I've got provision every time I come.
Hallelujah.
Into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I said there is breakthrough every time I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I say your word is made alive anytime I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I say, Lord, there is power anytime I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I say, Lord, there is deliverance every time I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am power.
I'm filled with joy every time I come into your presence, Daddy.
I am
hey, my helper,
I am
you are my helper, Daddy.
I am
Jesus, my helper,
I am
oh, my helper.
I am
there's something here, yeah, there's something that makes me come into your presence.
Those hands together for Jesus, and please, you may be seated. In a moment, we shall be rising up to give God thanks, saying, Father, thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Psalm 118 and verse 23 says, it is the Lord's doing and it is marvelous in our eyes. Please rise up to your feet with me, lift up your voice as we give God thanks together. Father, thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lift up your voice. Speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice. Appreciate him. Lift up your voice. Show your gratitude to him. Father, thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting each and every worshiper an encounter by your word, and for granting every worshiper, Lord, an unforgettable encounter by your word. Lift up your voice as you appreciate him. Lift up your voice as you bless his name. Father, thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday. Thank you, O Lord, because none can come except you draw them. Father, we thank you for drawing multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting each and every worshiper a divine encounter by your word. Lift up your voice in appreciation to the King of Kings. Lift up your voice in appreciation to the Lord of Lords. He is the one that brought them. He is the one that blessed them. Lift up your voice. He is the one that sent the word that granted encounters. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have returned to say thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Granting every worshiper an encounter by your word. Lift up your voice. Let your voice be heard on high. Father, thank you for drafting multitudes into our services last Sunday and for granting each and every worshiper an unforgettable encounter, a life-transforming encounter by your sent word. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. We return all the praise to you for drafting the multitude into our services and for granting every worshiper an encounter, for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word, a life-transforming encounter by your word, a testimony-producing encounter by your word. Lift up your voice in appreciation to God. Father, thank you for drafting the multitudes into our services last Sunday. We thank you for drafting in the multitudes into our services last Sunday. Father, we are grateful to you. We have come to return the praise to you. We have come to say that this is your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for drafting multitudes into all our services last Sunday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter by your word, for granting every worshiper, Lord, an unforgettable encounter by your sent word. Father, Lord, we thank you. Father, Lord, we are grateful to you. We say thank you, O Lord, for drafting in the multitudes into our services last Sunday, and for granting every single one worshiper an encounter by your word. We are grateful to you, Lord. We return all the thanks to you, Lord. It is you that brought them by yourself. Someone lift up your hands right now. Wave them in appreciation to God. Give him praise. Give him thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have given thanks. Put those hands together for the Lord. And please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray. And when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the seed of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. And in Revelations 12, 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice as we pray tonight. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice tonight as we pray. Father, by the blood of Jesus, you said we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice as you pray fervently and earnestly tonight as we declare victory. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, this is our heart cry tonight, and we pray earnestly, Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. We decree total victory. We decree total victory. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray with faith and fervency tonight. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus that has ravaged the nations of the earth. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. We decree total victory tonight over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lord, we decree victory tonight. Lord, we decree victory tonight over the siege of coronavirus by the blood of Jesus. Lift up your voice as we pray tonight. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. Total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Let victory sound in every nation, in every country, in every continent, by the blood of Jesus. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory. We decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. This is our heart desire tonight. We pray in faith. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Lord, let it be. We decree total victory. We decree total victory. Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Let's lift up our hands. Let's begin to thank him and magnify the name of the Lord for total victory over the siege of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be rising to pray. We're saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and wonder, amen, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Amen. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, paraphrase, it said, 10 men will take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Shall we rise on our feet and lift our voices as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith and with confidence. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Our eyes are upon you, Father. We call upon you this evening. We are asking that you would turn everyone worshiping with us online, no matter their location, no matter their situation. Turn them, O Lord, into signs and wonders, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray. He said, 10 men will hold to the skirt of him that is a Jew and say, we'll go with you because we have heard that God is with you. Our Father, we call upon you this evening. We are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online into a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lord, our eyes are upon you. We are asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will turn everyone, male and female, everyone old and young, from every strata of society, in every community, every locality, no matter their situation or condition, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer with faith in your heart. Pray that prayer with confidence in your God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray. Make sure God is hearing the voice of your intercession. You are praying in faith. You are praying with confidence. You are praying with full assurance. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder,
thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. He said, 10 men will take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew and say, we'll go with you because we have seen that God is at work in you. Let that be the experience of everyone worshiping with us online. Decorate every department of their lives. Grant them testimonies of unusual dimension that will cause many more to be drawn to the kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice. Let God hear the voice of your intercession. Make sure you are praying passionately. You are praying fervently. You are engaging your heart and you are engaging your faith. You are calling upon the name of the Lord, our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus. Turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Let them come in their droves to the kingdom by the testimony of those worshiping with us online. Let everyone become a living testimonial that will be an attraction for many more to the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Let every worshiper's connection to this commission end in supernatural decoration that will become an attraction of multitudes to the kingdom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray. Pray passionately. Pray fervently. You are praying with all your heart and you are praying with all your faith. You are calling upon the name of the Lord. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, turn everyone worshiping with us online to a sign and a wonder, thereby drawing many more to the kingdom. Lift your voice and pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Let everyone worshiper be decorated so that people can see your finger at work in them and be drawn to the kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Make each one, O Lord, a divine attraction, magnetizing souls into the kingdom by the testimony of your doings in their hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your voice and pray. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray with confidence in your God. You are praying with a full assurance that your demands are being delivered right now. That as you are calling upon him, he's responding. That he's answering and decorating every online worshiper, wherever they may be, whatever condition they may be in, whatever situation they may be found in. Lord, we have called upon you, therefore, we know that you have done it. Lift your hand, lift your voice right now and begin to glorify God for the answer to your prayer. Father, thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please you may be seated.
Please, let's listen to the following Faith Tabernacle announcement for this service. Number one, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Be reminded that we are in the final days of our post-resurrection encounter season. According to Acts chapter 1 verse 3, Jesus manifested himself with many infallible proofs for 40 days after his resurrection. He is doing the same today. Amen. Everyone should be highly expectant, as every encounter is sure to open a new chapter in each one's life.
Amen.
This prophetic platform concludes this Friday, May 22nd, 2020. None of us shall miss our own encounters in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Number two, praise the Lord. Please be reminded that our live broadcast platforms include the following: Impact Africa TV on Star Times and Night Concert, Facebook, YouTube, Winners World Hub, Domi Radio, and via Church Satellite. Details for scanning the satellite provisions are available on our social media platforms. We are all admonished to lavishly share the various platforms for our live service broadcast with family, friends, neighbors, and acquaintances, giving them the opportunity to connect for their own encounters. Expect your turnaround testimonies in return. Number three, Covenant Hour of Prayer continues tomorrow, Thursday to Saturday. Time is 5:30 to 6:30 a.m. Number four, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are all encouraged to take advantage of our various electronic giving channels, such as bank USSD codes and online transfers, which are available on our website. Where we are unable to do any of this, we are encouraged to use checks to be addressed to Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land. Number five, Winner Satellite Fellowship. Our house-to-house fellowship comes up every Saturday in all our WSF centers. Time is 5 to 6 p.m. Number 6, we are required to send our testimonies of the great acts of God in our lives so as to see them preserved, multiplied, and perfected. To testimonies at lfcww.org or testimonies at davidoyedepo.com. Lastly, number 7, praise the Lord. Next Sunday at Faith Tabernacle shall be a prophetic service. Hallelujah. Come expecting an encounter of a lifetime with the prophetic word. Time remains 6 a.m. for first service, 7:50 a.m. for second service, and 9:40 a.m. for third service. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. In this service this evening, it is testimony time. Please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed. Number 1, heal via communion and prophetic declaration. Hallelujah. On April 23rd, 2020, I delivered my baby before the due date due to some complications. She was placed in the incubator and I watched as my baby battled for survival. However, on May 10, 2020, I connected online for the first service, which was a communion service. Meanwhile, they needed to do a blood transfusion. And while waiting to get my blood samples, it was time for the communion. Then I heard a voice said to me, "Go get your communion." I only had water and bread, and I used this as my communion. After it was blessed, I took the communion and declared, as instructed by Bishop David Oyedepo, that my baby was healed. Thereafter, the blood was collected, and while I waited for them to do the transfusion, I connected online for the second and third services. I declare every prophetic declaration made as related to my baby. Few minutes later, I was told that the oxygen saturation that was around 70% was now 99%. Let's celebrate Jesus. Now my baby is breathing well. Her color has returned to normal, and there was no need for the blood transfusion. Hallelujah. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Ogbodo Faith. One more time, let's appreciate Jesus for this. Number 2, healed of COVID-19 via the communion. On May 8, 2020, I was tested for COVID-19, and when the result was out, I tested positive. I was devastated, and while I was crying, a sister in church called me. She detected I was not feeling well, and she pressured me to tell her what the problem was, and I did. Immediately, she called our pastor, and the pastor called me. He encouraged me and asked me to administer the communion. He also continued praying with me every day. On May 15, 2020, the situation became worse, and I was rushed to the emergency COVID-19 center. While I was there, I kept praying and administering the communion. Thereafter, the cough and pain in the chest ceased, and the doctor was surprised that I was not showing the symptoms anymore. Amen. He ordered for another test, and the result came out negative. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I am healed and free from the virus. I return all the glory to God. The testifier is Precious Osakolo from Montreal, Canada. Let's put our hands together in appreciation to this Almighty God.
In a moment, we shall be on our feet to pray, saying, "Father, grant diverse encounter with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of season of infallible proofs." A louder amen. Amen. Acts chapter 1 and verse 3, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. I will be on our feet as we pray. Father, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Lift up your voice and let us pray unto our God this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Our Father and our God, we call upon your name tonight and we pray in the name of Jesus. Grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Lift up your voice unto the Lord. Let's call upon the God of heaven tonight to grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Our Father, we call upon you. We pray in the name of Jesus. Grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Pray from the depth of your heart tonight. Pray with faith in your heart, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we pray in your name that you will grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name tonight and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Lift up your voice unto the Father. Pray with faith from the depth of your heart. Pray a prayer that must be answered tonight, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, let heaven hear your voice of intercession tonight. Pray a prayer that heaven must answer. Even this week, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, he was showing himself to them alive after his passion with many infallible proofs. Our Father, we are praying, standing upon the word of God tonight, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice unto the Father. Pray with the fervency of the Spirit. Pray with your spirit man connected. Say, Father, grant diverse encounter with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we call upon you. We look up to you today and we are praying in the name of Jesus. Grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone on the watch in this last week of our season of infallible proofs. Lift up your voice unto the Father. Pray fervently tonight. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with faith from the depth of your heart tonight, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, grant diverse encounters with the resurrected Christ to everyone. Thank you, Father. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give the Lord a big hand and please be seated.
Yet we are rising to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed. Amen. And let the effect be seen in our services. Amen. Isaiah 14 verse 24, the Lord of hosts had sworn, saying, surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Let's rise and enforce these scriptures in prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed, and let the effect be seen in our services. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. This is warfare prayer. Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every plan and purpose of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be visited with vengeance, be destroyed, and let the effect show beginning from now in all our services. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hand, lift up your voice. You can lift up your hand, make warfare tonight concerning the prophecies that has gone ahead of us. The scripture admonishes that we should do a holy warfare. Therefore, pray tonight, our Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand on your word and decree that every plan and purpose of hell against your church growth agenda for us this year be destroyed, and let the effect show in our services from now. Let the effect be visible in our meetings from now. Lift up your voice everywhere. We are praying tonight, enforcing the scripture. The word of God shall not return void. It shall accomplish the purpose for which it has been sent. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every plan and purpose of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed, be annulled, be erased, and let the effect be seen in our services. In the name of Jesus, let every gang up, every association, every tongue of judgment against the food delivery of your church growth agenda for us this year be destroyed. And Father, let the effect be seen in our services henceforth. Are you praying tonight? Are you partnering with Jesus, the builder of the church? Lift your voice, therefore, and let your voice be heard in the place of prayer. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose, let every counsel, every thought, every agreement of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed, and let the effect show in our services. Let the effect be seen in our services. Lift your voice. Pray some more tonight. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, concerning the mandate of church growth granted us this year, we are praying that every opposition of hell against it be destroyed, every association of hell against it be destroyed, and let the effect show, let the effect be seen in our services. In the name of Jesus, let every plan and purpose of hell, let every agenda of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed, and let the effect be seen in all our services. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, has he spoken it? Will he not bring it to pass? Lift up your voice, therefore, and voice out your expectation. Our Father, let every plan and purpose of hell, let every arrangement, deception of hell, let every gang up of hell against our church growth agenda for the year be destroyed. Even now, be destroyed. Even now, and let the effect be seen in our services. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you said you will build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Therefore, we stand, O Lord, and we pray tonight that that word comes to pass. As you destroy every plan and purpose of hell against the church growth agenda for this year, O Lord, as you have decided it, as you have proposed it, it must stand. This year, the church growth agenda must come to pass. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice. Give him praise. This prayer is answered in Jesus' awesome name. Amen. Big, big hands to Jesus, and please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, gather multitudes into our services this coming Sunday.
Amen.
And grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word.
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18, the Bible says, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Please rise upon your feet as soldiers of Christ, wherever you may be globally right now, on your feet, lift up your voice to the God of heaven, We are praying the prayer that God must answer now. And this prayer is for you also. Lift up your voice. Pray with passion. Pray with faith in your heart. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, gather multitudes of the young, of the old. Gather multitudes, O Lord, male and female. Gather multitudes, O Lord, supernaturally into our services. This coming Sunday, from the first service to the last service, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word, definite encounter by your word, definite encounter by your word. For you have said in your word that as we behold, we are supposed to be changed from one level of glory to another, even by your word. Father, this is our heart cry. This is our desire. We call upon you right now. We call upon you today. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, gather multitude globally. Gather multitude across the nations of the earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, gather multitude, male, female, young and old. Father, gather multitude into our services this coming Sunday, and grant every worshiper definite encounter, unforgettable encounter, oh God, remarkable encounter by your word. Father, do it that your name might be glorified by your word. This is our desire today. This is our heart cry. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, gather multitudes. This coming Sunday, in all our services, from the first service to the last service, and grant every worshiper definite, unforgettable encounters by your word. Someone is praying. Lift up your voice. Don't just mutter words. Pray clearly. Speak clearly unto God. Pray in faith. Pray with confidence and pray with passion. Make investment. This prayer is also for you. Make sure your voice is registered in heaven as you pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, gather multitudes into our services this coming Sunday, from the first service to the last service, and grant every worshiper definite encounter by your word, unforgettable encounter by your word, encounters we shall live to remember by your word. Let it be, oh God. Begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands. Give him praise and glory. Father, we thank you. Amen. It is done. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please take your seat and put your hands together for the Lord.
Hallelujah. In this service, it is offering time. I said it's offering time. If you have not done so, quickly begin to package your worship offering that you have brought to honor Jesus in his presence this evening. Remember all of the various electronic giving channels earlier mentioned and also made available on the screen. If you're writing a check, be reminded it's to be addressed to Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land. And as we do that, I want us to be reminded of God's word in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. It says that he ministers seed to the sower, and he also ministers bread for your food and multiplies your seed sown. As your seed is sown tonight, the multiplier God will multiply it in miracle food back to you. Shall we rise on our feet right now, lift up that seed before Jesus and begin to present it in honor of him, appreciating him. He is the seed giver. He's also the seed multiplier. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to glorify him. Begin to honor him for the privilege of being in his presence as a sower of seed. Give the glory unto him tonight. Father, we say thank you, and blessed be your holy name. Amen. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Keep your seat lifted. Father, we have come tonight presenting our seed in honor of you. Let it be acceptable in your sight in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, let every sower experience a miracle harvest. Amen. Thank you, Father, for it, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Please be seated comfortably. Cast your seat with joy as the praise team ministers.
Hallelujah. Big, big God, mighty God, Jesus Christ, you're the mighty God. Hallelujah.
Big God, mighty God.
Oh, Jesus Christ, big, big God, mighty God, Jesus Christ is a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Big God, mighty God.
Oh, Jesus Christ, shout hallelujah. Big, big God, big God, Jesus Christ
is a mighty God.
Big, big God, oh, mighty God, big, big God, Jehovah Nissi, big, big God, Jehovah Shammah, big, big God, almighty God, say Jesus Christ is a mighty God, hallelujah, big God, big God, big God, big God, hallelujah, big, big God, almighty God, mighty God, hallelujah, big, big God, big, big God, mighty God,
Jesus Christ is almighty God.
I say big, big God, Jehovah Nissi, big, big God, God of Shiloh, big, big God, supernatural God, big, big God, Jehovah Shammah, big, big God, Ebu Bedike, Jesus Christ is a mighty God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, 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 worthy to be praised. Say hallelujah. Big God, big God, big God, big God. Shout hallelujah. Big, big God, oh, mighty God, oh, Jesus Christ. Man in battle, big, big God, Jehovah Shammah, big, big God, God of winners today, big, big God, God of Oyedepo, big, big God, God that answered by fire, big, big God, the instant changing God, hey, big, big God, miracle walking God, hey, Jesus Christ is a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Big God.
Hallelujah. 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 Celebrate Jesus. He's a big, big God. Oh. Big God. Big God. Big God. Big God. Big God. Jehovah Nissi. Celebrate Him. He's the one. Shammah, big, big God, Jehovah Nissi, hey, big, big God, mighty man in battle, hey, big, big God, instant miracle changer, hey, big, big God, destiny molding God, hey, big, big God, miracle working God, say, big, big God, say, mighty God, Jesus Christ is a mighty, hallelujah,
big God,
you are what?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.